Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Tuesday, October 8th, Thankful Tuesday. I sure am thankful for you and you contending alongside as we seek to be immersed in God's Word. In this two-week period, we are reading through passages that remind us about what it means to be a Christian. And today we're in Romans chapter 5. As we read through this passage, I want you to think about the abundant provision that God has made for those who have faith in Jesus. So in other words, what do we get as believers? Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. And we boast in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings, because we know that sufferings produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, who has been given to us. You see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous person, though for a good person, someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since we have now been justified by his blood, how much more shall we be saved from God's wrath through him? For if, while we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to him through the death of his Son, how much more, having been reconciled, shall we be saved through his life? Not only is this so, but we also boast in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. Therefore, just as sin entered the world through one man, and death through sin, and in this way death came to all people, because all sinned. To be sure, sin was in the world before the law was given. But sin is not charged against anyone's account where there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from the time of Adam to the time of Moses, even over those who did not sin by breaking a command, as Adam did, who is a pattern of the one to come. But the gift is not like the trespass. For if many died by the trespass of one man, how much more did God's grace and the gift that came by the grace of one man, Jesus Christ, overflow to the many? Nor can the gift of God be compared with the result of one man's sin. The judgment followed one sin and brought condemnation, but the gift followed many trespasses and brought justification. For if, by the trespass of one man, death reigned through that one man, how much more will those who receive God's abundant provision of grace and the gift of righteousness reign in life through one man, Jesus Christ? Consequently, just as one trespass resulted in condemnation for all people, so also one righteous act resulted in justification and life for all people. For just as through the disobedience of the one man, the many were made sinners, so also through the obedience of the one man, the many will be made righteous. The law was brought in so that the trespass might increase. But where sin increased, grace increased all the more. So that just as sin reigned in death, so also grace might reign through righteousness to bring eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. At the beginning, I mentioned that there is an abundant provision for those who have faith, and this passage tells us all about it. Several of the provisions that I saw in this passage are peace. When we have faith in Jesus Christ, we can have peace with God. We also have hope. Hope of the glory of God that is to come. Another thing that I saw in verse 9 is justification. We have been justified, just as if we have never sinned. Another image that was so beautiful that is an abundant provision is love poured into our hearts. And I pray for my brothers and sisters today, Lord, that they would feel your love. A few more things. We have grace and righteousness. In fact, this passage says that we have reigning grace. So not just grace and provision for the past, but provision for now and forever. And this is something that we can be thankful for on this Thankful Tuesday. Will you pray with me? Father, we thank you for your word, and we thank you for your work. We thank you for Jesus Christ, our Lord, through whom we are justified. We thank you for peace with you and hope of our glorious future. We thank you for the rest that we can feel in our justification and in our righteousness. Thank you, Lord, for your love poured out for us on the cross and in the resurrection. Today, we also thank you for material and spiritual provisions along the way. And so we stop and take a moment to thank you for people in our lives. We lift them up to you, Lord, even now. We also thank you for a place. Lord, this life is going by so quickly. We thank you for an earth and for locations where we can see you at work. A thing, Lord, we stop and just thank you for the many things, the many blessings that you provide. Bring them to mind even now. And then we return back to your character, Lord. We thank you for the abundant provision that you have made for us. The peace that passes understanding, the hope of a future glory, your love poured out for us in Jesus Christ, our Lord. In whose name we pray. Amen.